You're listening to Irish Sports Talk. Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk, episode 322. Countdown to kickoff episode, day number 7, is about Nick Watkins and Brandon Wimbush. We'll get started with Nick Watkins and then move on over to Brandon. Nick is a junior from DeSoto, Texas, where he attended Bishop Dunn High School. He is 6'5", 200 pounds, and is the cornerback for the Irish. We'll get started with his recruitment and then talk about his upcoming season with Notre Dame.
Yeah, Nick Watkins was a 4-star recruit in Texas and one of the top players in the state. He kept getting named on different lists in Texas, honorable mention, you know, all-state, first team in district, and just had a whole bunch of I don't know if he got a trophy for each one, but he had a whole lot of accomplishments in his high school career. His sophomore year, he had 49 tackles, 5 interceptions, and he returned 2 of those for touchdowns. He had 2 fumble recoveries, and he had 1 sack. And then his junior year, he had 4 interceptions, but then he played on a lot on offense. As a wide receiver, he had 54 catches for 724 yards and 12 touchdowns. And then, I don't have all the stats for his senior year, but he did play receiver again, and he also played on the defensive side of the ball. In one of the games versus North Dallas, he actually had 3 interceptions.
Wow.
So, definitely made an impact on his team. They did finish at 7-5, so wasn't the best year, but definitely a highly ranked guy that had Texas as his leader at one point, but he decided to come to Notre Dame and actually got to play as a freshman.
Yes, he played predominantly on special teams, played in 11 games as a freshman in 2014, and then in 2015 he still didn't really crack the depth chart to get on the field as a cornerback until the end of the season against Ohio State, when Kavari went down. He did start against Ohio State, and he played pretty well. Things were looking up. It was kind of assumed that he'd come back here in 2016 and be a starting cornerback. He did suffer the injury, and he's still going to be out for a few weeks into the season. I believe it's maybe in week 3 or 4 before he's ready to come back. So that might, I don't know, that he still has a good chance of making of playing this season, but there's a lot of young guys too that have a lot that have a lot of talent and are getting experience and being able to practice. So it definitely is a major disadvantage for him, and especially if those guys get ahead of him here in the beginning. I mean, it's going to be tough for him to come back even as a senior. Although Cole Luke will be gone, there will be some room there, but Sean Crawford is not going anywhere. So right now, Nick Coleman, the other Nick, is going to be the starting cornerback, or the cornerback that in the nickel defense when Crawford goes into the nickel. So there's still a chance that Nick Watkins could be that starting cornerback when they play nickel. But the longer it goes, the longer it goes between. Him returning from his injury, that's going to be difficult to make a huge contribution this season. And it's sad because I think he does have a good amount of talent.
Yeah, even last year I was disappointed that he didn't play over Devin Butler in the Fiesta Bowl.
He did play in the Fiesta Bowl, Nick Watkins.
Well, he wasn't the starter. He did play when Devin Butler got hurt.
Okay, that's right.
So, but yeah, I'd expect it. Well, anyways, I like to see Nick Watkins over Devin Butler out there. And I think I actually had projected him to be the starting cornerback this year if it wouldn't have been for his injury. His injury's obviously taken longer than expected. Definitely sets him back. But he does have football in his family. His dad was actually a NFL player. He was a second-round pick in 1982, played for the Detroit Lions for a couple years from 82 to 88, and he actually had 20 interceptions during his NFL career and 6 fumble recoveries. So even though his career wasn't that long, you know, he did make an impact. His Nick's brother was also a defensive back at Air Force. So definitely a lot of football in his family history. So I expect him to recover from this injury, and you know, he'll definitely be competing for playing time while he's at Notre Dame.
And Randall, I do think he did start against Ohio State, just from what I'm reading right now online.
Okay.
But anyway, I guess it doesn't matter that much. We got Brandon Wimbush, the upcoming redshirt season.
Before you jump to Brandon Wimbush, Nick Watkins' yes. Instagram account is at NICHOLYMPUS _.
On Instagram.
Yes.
And it appears that he deleted his Twitter account.
Yes.
Brandon Wimbush, the sophomore quarterback from Teaneck, New Jersey, where he attended St. Peter's Prep High School, is 6'1", 225 pounds, and as I mentioned, is the third-string quarterback for the Irish. We'll get started with his recruitment and then have a pretty simple expectation for this upcoming season.
Brandon Wimbush, four-star quarterback. His junior year, he was 89 of 162 for 1,408 yards and 16 touchdowns. He also added 7 rushing touchdowns. And the crazy thing is, 4 of those touchdowns were 25 or at least 25 yards. So he didn't necessarily run the ball a lot, but he did score a touchdown, use his running ability to score some touchdowns. His senior year, he was 192 of 265 passing, which means he completed 72% of his passes. And he passed for 3,187 yards, 37 touchdowns, and 4 interceptions. He also added 723 rushing yards and 5 touchdowns. And if you look at those stats, you won't be surprised that they won the state title that year. In the title game, he was 25 of 39 for 430 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Wow.
So he lit it up. He did play in the Under Armour All-American game, and he was actually committed to Penn State at one time.
Another Penn State guy that Notre Dame took away.
Yes, and the thing is, Notre Dame had their quarterback for a while. They had
Blake Barnett.
And then, you know, he had committed very early in the process, and he decided to be a traitor and decommit and go to Alabama. And so Notre Dame was kind of scrambling to add a quarterback to their class, and they did end up with getting Brandon Wimbush, which I think at the time people were kind of disappointed because you're going from a 5-star quarterback to kind of an unknown, somebody that wasn't really on the radar at that point, just because they weren't really recruiting quarterbacks because Notre Dame had their guy. But as it turns out, I think everybody has very high expectations for Brandon Wimbush.
They do. A lot of fans think that he's a better quarterback than the two guys that are competing for the job. That's where I'm at too. I mean, he could come in and have a phenomenal career at Notre Dame. But just wait until Notre Dame gets the next great recruit at quarterback, and then that's what fans are going to be looking for.
Well, it's going to be... Well, Notre Dame has Avery Davis coming in, and they already had Phil Dracovic committed, which is a 5-star quarterback, and he still has 2 years of high school left. So, they probably won't... Brandon will probably be another 3 year. Yeah, he would be in his senior year, his 5th year potentially.
When Dracovic would come.
Dracovic would come in. But it's all media hype about this guy. I'm not saying at all that he's not good.
He could be great, but I'm just not buying it.
It's always, my thing is, it's always the next guy, the next quarterback on the bench.
Yeah.
That everybody wants, that everybody expects to be better. And so far, it's been doing pretty good. I mean, you get Zaire was injured. You got Kaiser coming in, lighting it up. So, you know, obviously he does look good in practice. I'm not going to deny that at all. But he hasn't been playing game time. If he would be that much better than the other guys, he would be starting.
Yeah.
But he's not. He's already predicted to have a red shirt. Brian Kelly's said he's going to red shirt. And so he's the third best quarterback on the team.
And he should be, because he's a sophomore and these other guys are juniors and seniors.
Yeah. And if you're good enough, you can start as a redshirt freshman or freshman. Johnny Manziel was a redshirt freshman and won the Heisman. So that's what I'm saying, is he's an insane quarterback, but slow down the hype train. We haven't seen him on the field.
Well, we did see him in two games last year.
Yes.
In mop-up time. Against Massachusetts, he came in and passed five times, completed three for 17 yards. And then he also played in Pittsburgh, but he didn't pass in that game. As far as rushing, he had that long run against Massachusetts. He rushed four times for a total of 92 yards and scored a touchdown. And then he rushed three times for 4 yards against Pittsburgh. So he's definitely going to redshirt unless there'd be an injury. If there'd be an injury, I definitely would expect him to play over Ian Book, the incoming freshman.
Not according to Brian Kelly. You'd have to have two quarterbacks injured before that would happen.
What's your basis for saying Ian Book would play ahead of Wimbush?
Brian Kelly said Wimbush is going to redshirt, and Ian Book is the guy if they would need the third guy
Didn't he say that this spring?
He said it this summer.
Well, okay, in mop-up time, yes, Ian Book will play ahead of him. However, if they're getting close to a potential playoff run, and both Kaiser or if one of those guys goes down...
I'm not even going to go...
Wimbush is better college quarterback right now than Ian Book is. He's a true freshman. He wasn't even here this spring. There's no way. If Notre Dame is heading for a playoff and one of the starters or one of the two guys ahead of him goes down, he is going to be playing. He's going to be ahead of Ian Book.
No, well, obviously you'd have him whenever you want to move him up there. But no, he's not going to play this year. You'd have to have two quarterback injuries before he would play.
No, you have one quarterback injury and he's playing.
In mop-up time?
Well, it would be in mop-up time to get them ready, but only if one of the two quarterbacks goes down.
No.
He won't be in mop-up time if both Zaire and Kaiser are healthy.
No.
But if one of those goes down for more than just one game, if it's where they're down for four or five games, yes.
No.
All right. I don't hope it happens, but I would love to.
Hopefully we'll never find out.
Yes. All right. As far as if you guys want to follow Brandon on Twitter, you can do that at WimbushB12.
And on Instagram, it's Brandon_Wimbush12. Finally, a normal username.
Yes. Thank you guys for listening. Check back again for another Countdown to Kickoff mini episode. And until then, go Irish.
Go Irish.